Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
J.D. Vance has absolutely no juice, no charisma, no riz, as my generation says. He spoke at UGA tonight in Athens, Georgia, to a quite small, thin crowd, and got confronted early on about his administration's war crimes. And then, later on, a UGA student very respectfully asks him about his immigration policy and to define his, you know, ideal path to citizenship, because the administration is kind of making it harder for immigrants to assimilate, to come to America, is actually removing temporary protected status from certain groups, therefore creating more undocumented immigrants because he's removing their status. So it's all contradictory, and J.D. Vance has been the face of this. He's been out there leading this. That's actually why the crowd is probably so thin. I want to show you this video of the empty crowd at UGA. This is a massive school in Athens, Georgia, a rather red state. And the auditorium is just empty. This is while J.D. Vance is there. There's like nobody in the crowd, therefore confirming that J.D. Vance has no juice, no charisma, no riz theory. But when I show you how he handles the situation, it's only confirmed even further. As always, make sure to drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed to help boost this message. We're going to be pumping out this breaking news, this debate content, all for you. So thank you for everything. And before I play this clip, let me just prove to you that J.D. Vance is not some moderate on immigration. He keeps trying to put forth this moderate worldview, but his actions are different. I hate when J.D. Vance tries to sanewash his views by saying, oh, I just want there to be a normal path to citizenship and I want people to come legally. Well, dude, when American citizens are out there protesting in the streets and they get killed, you cheer. When American citizens get killed because they're protesting legal immigrants getting detained, you cheer. J.D. Vance doesn't just want illegal immigrants to be deported. He wants to cut off immigration. The Trump administration's DHS accounts and the accounts that J.D. Vance are linked to in the admin have been posting about 100 million deportations. That means 50 million immigrants plus 50 million, you know, children or parents of immigrants as well. He wants mass deportations. Do not let him sanewash his views. Look at this clip.
Did you plan to apologize to the family of Alex Preti?
For what?
For, you know, labeling him an assassin with ill intent.
Well, again, I just described to you what I said about Alex Preti, which is that he's a guy who showed up with ill intent to an ICE protest.
No, but if it's determined that his civil rights were violated by this FBI investigation, will you apologize to that?
So if this hypothetical leads to that hypothetical leads to another,
I mean,
hypothetical,
it's a real case,
will I
open.
Do a thing? And again, like I said, we're going to let the investigation.
It wasn't a hypothetical. This is exactly what happened. The investigation wasn't able to play out because the Trump admin spiked it. So again, do not let them gaslight you into thinking he's got some common sense worldview on immigration. There is a reason their polling is in the gutter on all topics, but mainly immigration. There's a reason they fired Kristi Noem, and there's a reason this crowd is entirely empty. There's a reason nobody's there, because nobody likes this type of policy. Let's take a look at this question. The student asks it in a very genuine, great manner.
So I know, like, the whole H-1B thing you talked about, but I am also a daughter of a legal immigrant who came here on an H-1B visa.
Sure.
So my mom and my dad, we've been here for over 10 years. I was born here, well, more than over 10 years. I'm 20 years old. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. Take your time.
But, like, for people who have been here on H-1B visas, it's been really hard, like, getting the green card based on everything with quotas and everything. Like, my family, we're from India. The quotas are so bad, and they're still open, and they're taking the money. How do we fix the immigration system for people who have been waiting for the green cards for so long? And they're not getting it in time, because a lot of people don't know it. During the Biden administration, to get a green card, it would have taken my family 150 years to get a green card.
Sure.
So how is the Trump administration like trying to fix that for people who have been here, are paying taxes and doing a lot of stuff that citizens do, but they can't do a lot of things that citizens do? Like, we're also looking for the American dream. Like, my parents, they send me to private Catholic school, even though sometimes we used to live paycheck to paycheck. So how is the Trump administration going to fix that for like people like that?
Sure, sure. So let me just offer a couple observations there. So one, I appreciate the question. And two, what I would say is, you know, you heard me talk about H-1B fraud, because I think there is a lot of fraud in the H-1B system. And I think you can believe on the one hand that there's a lot of fraud in the H-1B system, while also believing that there are people who have come to the United States in the past who have enriched this country. And look, I'm married to the daughter of immigrants from India, and you know, I love my in-laws, and they're great people, and they've been great contributors to the United States of America. But I also think that
really, there's a but in there. I love them; they're great people. But by the way, J.D. Vance has refused to defend his wife on multiple occasions.
That there are people who have come to the United States in the past who have enriched this country. And look, I'm married to the daughter of immigrants from India, and you know, I love my in-laws, and they're great people, and they've been great contributors to the United States of America. But I also think that when you become an American citizen, whether your family has nine generations of lineage in the United States or whether your family has zero generations of lineage in the United States, one of the responsibilities that we must expect of citizens. And I, of course, you know, it's always hard to talk in specifics about your situation because I don't know about it. But one of the obligations of citizens is that you have to think about the best interest of the country and not the country you came from beforehand and not of any sort of any group that you came from. You've got to think of yourself as an American. The system only works if everybody thinks of themselves as an American. I remember having this conversation with my father-in-law, who's an amazing guy. And, you know, and it was actually during a Senate event that I had done where I had somebody who came up to me, and I'm sure a great person, like a wonderful person. It was a Ukrainian American in Cleveland, Ohio. You know, I was campaigning for the Senate. There are a lot of Ukrainian Americans in Cleveland, Ohio. And this person got really agitated at me because I was saying we should stop funding the Ukraine war. Okay. And I still believe that, obviously. And it's one of the things I'm proudest that we've done in this administration is we've told Europe that if you want to buy weapons, you can. But the United States is not buying weapons and sending them to Ukraine anymore. We're just out of that business. It's a very good thing. But these Ukrainian American, again, a kind person, they probably didn't vote for me after this conversation, but he was kind of sticking his finger in my face saying, you need to support my country. You need to support my country. And I said, sir, with all due respect, if you're an American, your country is the United States of America, not a place that you immigrated from, whenever that was. And it occurred to me, and I know this is the last question, I'll try to be quick here, but it occurred to me that my father-in-law, who came from India, who moved to the United States, who got an education and became an American citizen, that never once in my life has he ever said, you have to do this or you should do this because it's in the best interest of the country that I came from. And I think that attitude, to the extent that attitude dominates among the new generation of Americans, that makes Americans feel welcoming towards people, because everybody, again, whether your family's been here for 300 years or 1 second, to be an American means to look out for Americans first. And that's the perspective we have to take to our immigration policy.
Okay, there's a few things that I want to respond to there. Let's start off with his Ukrainian American example that he gave from his Senate run. At the very end there, he says,
for 300 years or 1 second, to be an American means to look out for Americans first. And that's the perspective we have to take to our.
He tries to invoke America first. I think the Ukrainian American guy that, you know, confronted him or pointed his finger or whatever was actually wanting to put America first. Funding Ukraine on the global stage, giving them weaponry against Russia, is putting America first, is protecting our interest, is helping our economy, helping the Ukrainians. It is a good thing. J.D. Vance is too myopic to see how sometimes helping another country could be America first, but he's somehow able to think that invading Venezuela, grabbing their leader, and then bombing Iran and starting another endless war is America first. Make it make sense. He acts like he's principally opposed to interventionism with Ukraine, but then he's supporting the Iran war every single day. Now let's get to the meat of what he says, because he doesn't actually address her question. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she was asking about a streamlined version of the immigration process, of the H-1B process, and of other ways to move here that don't take 150 years, as she said. Now, there are other examples of it taking 20 years, 17 years, 13 years. I mean, it genuinely takes a while to move here. And she was asking, is there a plan to streamline this or to make it easier? And J.D. Vance talks about some esoteric ideology, some bullshit regarding you have to love America. You can't ever talk about your home country ever. I actually think there are some guidelines I would like for immigrants who come here as well, but I'm not a smug asshole about it like J.D. Vance. Let me know if this makes sense. I think if you're going to move to America, you should at the very least follow our laws. You should love the country of America and want to make it better. You should want to provide for your family, and you should want to build something. I mean, I think there are some very, very baseline things. I mean, if you come here and you hate America and you're breaking all of our laws, then yeah, you're probably not going to be the type of immigrant that we want. It's also worth pointing out that Erica Kirk was canceled from the event. She dipped from it. Due to security, she says, but as Candace Owens points out in this post right here, you know, it could have very well been because of the crowd size. Erica Kirk pulled out of her event last minute with Vice President Vance, citing threats. Candace says, this is PR horseshit, obviously. He is now doing the event alone at the University of Georgia. What do we think is the real reason she pulled out? I mean, that is true. Think about it. If there were threats, why is J.D. Vance still there, number one? Number two, could it have something to do with the crowd being empty? I don't know. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, it would mean the world if you drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.